Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And as we've been sharing about it, and you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and choose at the very top, prophecies, and I think it's called prophecy. And it has all these different prophetic words and dreams that we're just sharing with you, what God shared with us. And our prayer is that it doesn't happen, but you have to understand, if in fact every person who doesn't make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, who begins to worship other gods other than God, who makes money their God, who says, I have no need of nothing, and turns away from Jesus, when they die, if they go to hell, they're totally separated from God. For God to allow that to happen without interrupting that and giving everybody a chance to make a right decision for him would be an unloving God. And God's not trying to write anybody off. He's trying to write everybody in.
That's right.
And if you haven't yet gone to the VFN store, VFN TV store, you need to go there and get Nobody Cries for Justice. That's so important because, you know, I can totally understand if you don't have the revelation, I can understand why you don't cry for justice, because we all need grace. But the justice of God is served on the cross. That gives you a revelation of how powerful what God did. God's a just God, and he's the one that justifies. And he served his justice on his son. And so it makes us run to the cross, rely on the justice of God served on Jesus, and call everybody else to the cross, not have everybody whacked or anything. You know, have everybody come to the cross. That's why we preach the kingdom of God. That's why we cry for God's justice. And justice really is getting things back in order again. So if you haven't yet got that, you need to get that. You need to watch it. You need to listen to it, because we got to cry out for justice. And very few people are right now. People are crying out for personal benefits. People are crying out for personal stimulus. People are crying out for personal things and stuff or whatever. But when somebody else is going through something, when, you know, 55 plus million children are being aborted, you know, and have been aborted in our country, and every hour, you know, so many are being aborted, when human trafficking is on the increase greater than it's ever been in the history of the world, when the 97% of the church is robbing from God, and the tithes and the offerings, we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer, according to George Barna. We're continue to sing songs, and we don't even read the Word of God. It says, I don't even listen to your songs anymore until you get right with me in the context of that. And we continue just to do this thing as like, dear God, injustice is bringing things back in order again. So it's not doing away with something if you go to Jesus. He's just going to put it back in its right order again. And the more you study America in regards to our foundations and our founding principles, and even though it's had its journeys, the fact that it was built on biblical principles allows us to see, my goodness, the reason why we give this prudent man inspection to everything, the reason why we make sure the defendant or the person being accused has an attorney, because God said he wants us to make sure that everybody has representation. And he says, if you don't do this, and he talks about in Amos, he says, I'm going to bring judgment on the entire nation. And he's just into justice. He's into justice. But I also see others, because the church is vacant in this particular a field of justice. You know, personal justice we seek. You know, our personal kingdom justice we seek. You know, trying to get our own little building plan and stuff and go. But in regards to national justice and justice for people that are experiencing unjust circumstances and oppression and historical oppression, and so many different things. For example, if you live in a community that you know that the tax base is based off of, the schools are funded off the tax base, and you make sure your kid goes to this particular school, well, you don't even consider these 10 other schools that don't have that kind of income in that region or property in that region where they're paying property taxes, and it doesn't bother you. That means that those kids are not going to get the finances involved in having the same education as these other kids. That's unjust. But the world's saying, this is people in the world, and I was reading the most recent PICO letter that just came out, Pacific Institute for Community Organizing, who's bragging on the fact that they've used churches for many years now, although they're neutral in regards to their faith, that they're bragging about how they've partnered with many faiths and many churches to accomplish social justice. And it's like, you know, we shouldn't have had to gone to Pico to be able to do that. We should have been able to turn to God and organize ourselves and say, you know what? We're for justice. We're for fairness. We're for this. And, but it costs you because if there is a unequal distribution of things and stuff, and you have the greater amount of that, you have to be willing to give up some of your stuff. But if you have compassion and you're wanting justice, that's something you want to do. Mm-hmm. That's something you want to do. That's why the church would quit robbing God of 90%, 97% from the tithes and the offerings, which would empower the church to be able to meet these needs. We could build schools and hospitals and just all types of things. It doesn't matter where people take down monuments and things to our founding fathers. We can re-erect one overnight. But with all the robbery going on, it'd be kind of, you know, difficult to be able to do that. So I want to encourage you, if you have not yet personally said, you know what, if the first injustice I'm going to stand up for is I'm going to be able to stand up with God in my finances. Because this year, let me tell you something. Mm. This year, you haven't seen anything yet. This year, if money is your God, your God is going to be fallen. It's going to hit the ground, and it's not going to hit the ground running. But if God is your God, and He's your provider, and you understand Him as Jehovah Jireh, then you're going to succeed. I mean, God's going to take care of you. And if you've been listening to VFN Radio and VFN TV, we've been talking about it and preparing you because God says in Amos that He first tells those who hear His word, prophets, to be able to tell His people to be able to prepare for what's coming. We have a beautiful God but we just got to listen and pay attention, and you can prepare for what's going on. But the biggest way to prepare financially right now is to be able to don't be robbing Him.
No, that's, you know? It's not a good strategy for success. Okay?
Not for what's coming or ever, really. And so, and He says the first increase, the tithe, first increase goes to Him, and it goes to where you're being fed. Now, if you're not going anywhere, and maybe you're, you know, wherever you're being fed, that's where you give that. And you eat there, you get fed there, it builds you up, brings you closer to God, brings you in unity with God and His people. But if you go to a gathering somewhere and that's where you're being fed, and you keep going there and you've never given what was God's to there, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, no matter even if they mess it up, understand it's God. Most men do mess it up, by the way. But even so, you know, trust God and let God see it leaving your hands, because you're saying by doing that is you're trusting Him. And then in offerings, begin to give to God. He that lends to the poor lends to God. You know, get out there on the streets and give to people in need, or find people that are part of us that had those kind of gifts on the streets, and give to them so they can give to the poor, the naked, the blind, the homeless, the people that need something that are on the streets. And it may not make sense to you in the carnal sense, but God's got a big smile on His face. Ask Lazarus, you know, who was outside the rich man's house for quite some time. And he passed this poor guy every single day, and he never gave him one dime, never one dime. And he had all this homeless experience in his life with sores and difficulties because he didn't have the medical treatment, obviously. And then all of a sudden, they both die and go. One goes, the rich man goes to hell, and he goes, is it Lazarus or
Lazarus?
He goes to heaven, and the rich man, who wouldn't even touch Lazarus, now says, please have Lazarus touch my tongue. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was too unclean to be touched, but now he's willing to have Lazarus' finger touch his tongue when he dips it into the water that's before the throne of God. Let me tell you something. Don't evaluate things in your life, in this nation, in wherever you're at, based on how men and society does it. Find out what God has to say about it. He that lends to the poor lends to God. This man could have been right there with Lazarus in heaven if he would have understood the simple principle. Money is not your God. God is God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi. Over 600,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.